What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. And today, we're going to be going over week one of the NFL season. Yes, it's been a long wait since February, since the Eagles defeated the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. But we are back, and NFL football is here, and we don't have a single Sunday without it until February again, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get right into it. We're going to be talking about week one games I'm looking forward to, betting odds, player props for the season, and just everything week one NFL you could think of. So let's get right into it. We start off the year on Thursday with the Cowboys and Eagles. This is banner night for the Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions. Start their run again. They're going to try and go back-to-back. And they've got quite the roster again to try and go do that. They did lose some pieces in free agency because it's hard to pay that many guys in this day and age. But hey, they still have a lot of those core guys still there. So we'll see. But then obviously the Cowboys have been the center of the offseason drama after star linebacker Micah Parsons sat out almost all training camp before finally being traded to the Green Bay Packers last week. And yeah, so the Cowboys, like always, were in the headlines. This offseason, they also got George Pickens to go with CeeDee Lamb. And this is a big year for the Cowboys. That division's loaded. You got, obviously, you know what Jaden Daniels did last year as a rookie. The Eagles, that's an obvious one too. And then who knows what happens with the Giants? I mean, yeah, they weren't too good last year, but you got Malik Nabers. They got to figure out their quarterback, but who knows? So it's not going to be easy for the Cowboys, but this week one game is very interesting because I think we could be in for a blowout because you can say all you want as like a coach that it's not getting to you, you're not letting this affect you. When the top defensive player in the NFL in a lot of people's eyes isn't practicing and is at the center of media attention and drama, that affects the whole team. Especially a guy that all the players love. Like after Micah was traded, all these guys on Twitter were going out tweeting in support of him. And you lost that guy. I feel like that's just bad locker room right there off rip. George Pickens isn't exactly a great locker room guy from what I know with the Steelers. And so, I don't know. I see that Eagles defense really getting after the Cowboys. And, yeah, I don't really see this being a close game because I feel like the Eagles defense is going to be that much more ahead of the Cowboys, because if you look at the Eagles' depth chart defensively, you still have Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Zach Bond, Quinyon Mitchell, Reed Blankenship, Cooper DeJean, Adoree Jackson, Sidney Brown. They still have a bunch of dudes. That's the scary part about this team. And then N'Kobe Dean, he's hurt right now, but we all know what N'Kobe Dean can do when he's healthy. But again, just so many guys flying at you. I think the Eagles will be just fine. And offensively, Hurts, Barkley, Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, Dallas Goedert. Like, they just have guys all over the place. Lane Johnson's going to play. That helps the O-line. They got Landon Dickerson still. Jordan Mulata still there. Like, the offensive line's going to be just fine. And then with that, you take Micah Parsons off that team. Like, I just don't see how the Cowboys are going to be able to stop that offense. So, I'm going to go with like a 35-14 win for the Eagles. I think they're going to win soundly and then end up having to call the dogs off at some point. I don't know. I just don't see the Cowboys being able to overcome everything that happened this offseason in week one. But yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. And then on Friday, from Brazil, the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Chargers in Brazil. And this is going to be, I think, a very good game. You have two very good coaches in Jim Harbaugh and Andy Reid going up against each other. And it's two well evenly matched teams, I think, because, you know, obviously Mahomes is the outlier for the Chiefs. However, the weapons, especially with Rashee Rice being suspended, I believe he's suspended for this game, they don't really have another guy right now outside of Rashee Rice. Because I know some people are going to say Travis Kelce. He's kind of been going down in production a little bit. So we'll have to see. Could he turn back the clock? Again, to be seen. They have Pacheco still there. Offseason reports that he's been putting on a lot of weight. So who knows how much we'll see of him in the passing game. But he's also going to be splitting carries with Elijah Mitchell and Kareem Hunt, who are also still there. But then again, they have Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown will be very interesting because he did not play a good portion of last season because of an injury he sustained. So we'll have to see. And then that O-line. That O-line's going to have to be ready because that Chargers defense is legit. And now let's take a look at the Chargers real quick. You have Herbert, Amarion Hampton, running back out of North Carolina, the rookie that they drafted, looked pretty good in preseason. Ladd McConkey, that's their one. Quentin Johnson, can he step up? We've been waiting for him. He was very good at TCU. If you remember that national championship game against Michigan, he was killing it. Hasn't been able to really get any consistency going in the NFL. And then you have Keenan Allen, who came back. And then you have the O-line, led by Joe Alt. They brought Mekhi Becton in from the Eagles. That'll help a lot. So, I think this is going to be a damn good game for all those Brazil fans that watch the NFL. Right now, that line is Kansas City -3.5. So, I think that's a very hard line to bet, honestly, just because... Do you see Kansas City? Because last year, the theme of Kansas City was they were going to pull out at the very end. Don't give Mahomes the ball at the very end of the game. How will that game play out? And will it have to come down to a field goal or a game-winning drive from Patrick Mahomes? Because -3.5, you're saying they're going to win by 4. So... That's a tough line to bet because of how the Chiefs played last year. But then again, it is a new season, so we'll just have to wait and see. So now we go into the Sunday slate of games. And up first, we have quarterbacks who swapped teams. The Pittsburgh Steelers and New York Jets, Justin Fields versus Aaron Rodgers. I could see this being an absolute slugfest of a game, hence the total only being 38.5 points. I don't see this being a pretty game at all. I see this being a very, very, like, in the trenches type of game, whoever wins this game. I expect the Jets to use a lot of Justin Fields' legs, but again, the Steelers know. Well, that's what's different about both sides. They both know what the other quarterback wants to do because they were both on the team, the opposing team last year. So it'll be very interesting to see how they plan on handling that. Steelers, you got Warren, Metcalf, Calvin Austin, and Roman Wilson, along with Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith. So those are your skill position guys. Again, where the question really lies for Pittsburgh is the wide receiver 2. Can Austin or Roman Wilson step up and be that number 2 guy? Reports came out that they were trying to sign one in the offseason. A deal never got done. So I guess they feel fine enough about what they have right now. We'll just have to wait and see. And then the defense. Supposed to be one of the best units again in football. You have Cam Hayward back again. Kanonu Benton back again. TJ Watt, Patrick Queen, Peyton Wilson, Alex Highsmith, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., and Jalen Ramsey. That is a hell of a defensive unit right there. And the Jets. Obviously, you still have Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall there, which I think that could be very good for the Jets because I think Fields' legs are really going to be utilized. They have a rebuilt offensive line. However, right guard Elijah Vera Tucker got hurt today. I think they're going to get a second opinion on how bad it is. He might not play. Other weapons for the Jets. You have Josh Reynolds and Alan Lazard. So again, not a lot of weapons for the Jets. But you still have to play the game. Then the defense. Quentin Williams, Will McDonald, Quincy Williams, Sauce Gardner still there. Jets have been pretty good defensively. The defense really hasn't been the biggest weak point for them. So, again, though, I expect to see an absolute sluggerfest of a game, ugly game. And, yeah, other good games to watch out for. Oh, yeah, in the NFC North, the Lions and the Packers. For the NFC North, I think this is going to be a very, very interesting game because reports are coming out now because Micah Parsons did have, I believe it was a back injury of some sort with Dallas. He might have to take some sort of shot to kind of heal that pain. But when you have a player like Micah Parsons, he's plug and play. You can put him anywhere and you know what he's going to give you. He's played inside, linebacker, outside, and defensive end for the Cowboys. At the end of the day, he knows what he needs to do. I feel like he's smart enough of a player to be able to just go in there and do what he needs to do. Now, the Lions, they're interesting this year. Obviously, last year they had a great regular season, went about 13-4, but injuries absolutely killed them down the stretch. First was Aiden Hutchinson, but then as the season went on, they just lost so many key pieces defensively, and it showed in that Commanders loss in the playoffs that you can't lose that many guys and win in the playoffs. Again, the offense, it's stacked. You got Goff, Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, who has been getting a lot of hype in camp, tight end Sam Laporta. I mean, that is a very, very good offensive group. You also got David Montgomery as the backup. And then defensively, Aiden Hutchinson, DJ Reader, Marcus Davenport, Alex Anzalone, Jack Campbell's back, Terrion Arnold, Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, and DJ Reed. Again, very good defensive group, but the question for the Lions, how will they handle losing their coordinators? Both of their coordinators left and took other jobs. I believe their offensive coordinator went to Chicago with Caleb Williams. So that'll be very interesting to see how that works out because Dan Campbell, as great of a coach as he is, I don't know how much he had going on with that offense. So we will have to wait and see how that offense looks without the coordinator. I believe his name was Ben Johnson. Yes, Ben Johnson. He's in Chicago now with Caleb Williams. So that'll be another very interesting thing to watch out for. Now Green Bay. People are really high on the Packers this year. And for good reason. Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs, Jaden Reed, Matthew Golden, their first round pick, and Romeo Doubs. Love's got guys to throw to. That's not our problem. And the defense. Rashawn Gary, Micah Parsons, Quay Walker, Xavier McKinney, and Nate Hobbs. They lost Jair Alexander to the Ravens. However, I'm a big Jair guy. When you can't stay healthy, you're basically just hurting the team at that point. So I don't blame them for letting him go. He was really good when he was on the field, but he was, I think he had like one all-pro season, but then could not stay healthy after that. So that sucks for him. But again, expect the Packers to be very good, especially with the addition of Micah Parsons. You can definitely tell the Packers are looking to go all in this year. Even in a loaded division with a division that has question marks, though, around Minnesota, around Detroit, even though there's a lot of talent in that division, you still have to win the games. And Matt LaFleur, ever since Aaron Rodgers has left, has been a very good coach. He was a good coach with Aaron Rodgers. But now that he's actually calling the shots, it's going really good for the Packers. So right now, Green Bay is favored at -2.5. I would say take Lions. I would say take Lions just because you don't know how much Parsons will play. Again, I don't think that would matter, but with that back injury, how much does it limit him and his snaps on the field? Because again, that Lions team, man, Goff is so smart and accurate. I don't know if it'll matter that Ben Johnson's gone. We'll have to wait and see for that. But I would take Lions +2.5. This is another sneaky good game, I would say. Texans and Rams. Two teams that made the divisional round last year, the playoffs. The Texans, led by C.J. Stroud. They were not as good as his rookie year, I would say, in the regular season. They definitely struggled a lot last year. However, they really turned it on. No one expected them to win a playoff game last year, and they did so. I think C.J. Stroud's legit. I think he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. However, injuries really hurt them last year after Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell went down with injuries. That was a big loss for them. But they have some guys back now. They have Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce at RB2, Nico Collins, we all know how good he can be. Christian Kirk, solid wide receiver 2 option. Jaden Higgins, Justin Watson listed in the second string of wide receivers. Dalton Schultz, Cade Stover still there. Again, that's a solid offensive unit. Will Anderson Jr., he's there. Sheldon Rankins, Danielle Hunter, Azeez Al-Shaar, middle linebacker, Derek Stingley Jr., C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And then, you know, D'Amico Ryans, that man can coach. He's a legit coach in the National Football League. Ever since he's been handed the reins, since C.J. Stroud has got there, it's been great for Houston, especially after all the years of just purgatory that they were stuck in, not being able to do anything. They really, really have picked it up under D'Amico Ryans. And then the Rams, another team that has some question marks. Matthew Stafford really did not participate at all during training camp because of a back injury. The Rams said it wasn't much. However, a back injury is a back injury at the end of the day. But also, I know Matthew Stafford is one of the toughest quarterbacks in the NFL. The man has played through countless hits. If you remember that Cleveland Browns game from years ago, took a big hit. Should have been taken out of the game. Said no. Comes in with a hurt shoulder. Throws a game-winning touchdown pass. That's who Matthew Stafford is. He's not going to bat down from anything. Weapons. The Rams have a lot of them. Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua, Davante Adams, Tutu Atwell, Tyler Higbee. That is a great bunch right there of guys that Matthew Stafford can throw that ball to. And then Blake Corum is backup running back to Kyren Williams. So a good 1-2 punch there for the run game, especially if Stafford's back is acting up, the fact that he has a run game he can lean back on and go to, that's a very big deal. Again, I think this is a... I just don't know how much... It's hard to trust the injury report nowadays because no one wants to just make it blow up and make it a problem. But he did not participate in any of training camp at all. So, it makes me question the validity or the severity of how bad this back injury really is. Obviously, they would not clear him if they did not think he was ready. You still have to go through a bunch of tests. The NFL is a walking lawsuit now. So, if they were to play him and he's not ready, that would be bad for the Rams and the league. So, I'm going to take their word for it, though. And I'm going to take the Rams. I think they just have more firepower than the Texans do. I like Rams at -3.5. I just think at home, I like that. I like that for the Rams. And then the Sunday night kicker game. Probably the best game of the weekend that will shape out to be a rematch of the NFL divisional round last year, the Baltimore Ravens versus the Buffalo Bills. There's a lot surrounding this game. You have a very controversial MVP race from last year. Bills knocked Ravens out of the playoffs after a Mark Andrews drop on a two-point conversion try. And to get this game week one, that's like an early Christmas present right there. But the other thing with both of these quarterbacks, they're both under huge amounts of pressure like they have been every year. Because can this be the year one of them beats Mahomes? Both of them have been close. They've both been to the AFC Championship. But can one of these guys do it? Because in my opinion, it's way past time to keep putting these guys and saying how elite they are when neither of them have gotten to a Super Bowl. Like, at some point, we gotta stop babying them with the MVPs and everything else. MVPs are great. They are. But people don't remember MVPs. I can remember a lot of the past MVP winners, but that's not what makes you remember as an all-time great. Super Bowls memorialize you. And a Super Bowl for either one of these quarterbacks would memorialize them in their respective cities. So, that's the question. Who can beat Patrick Mahomes? The Baltimore Ravens, ladies and gentlemen. Lamar Jackson. Derrick Henry. Zay Flowers. Rashad Bateman. DeAndre Hopkins. Mark Andrews. And Isaiah Likely. No shortage of weapons for Lamar Jackson this year. Again, you have one of the best running backs in the league. Andrews has gotten a little older. He's still reliable, though. Isaiah Likely, one of the most athletic tight ends in the league. They can space him out, a lot of different things with him. Zay Flowers has been turning into one of the better receivers in the league. Rashad Bateman, he's a solid number two option. And then even D-Hop. Last year at Kansas City, he still showed he has a little bit in him. Again, we got to stop making excuses for him and Allen. They got to get the job done. One of them has to be able to go and do it. Who can beat Mahomes in the playoffs? Sure, they've done it in the regular season. Nobody cares. People want to see you dethrone the guy. I'm tired of all these people on the internet and sports talk heads putting Allen or Lamar ahead of Patrick Mahomes. It's ridiculous. You can't do it. Until one of these guys proves that they can go and beat him, even then I don't think you should do it. But they have to beat him first. You can't just go and do that and put these two guys over him when Mahomes has MVPs, but more importantly, he has Super Bowl rings. That is what makes Mahomes separate from everybody else. And then the Buffalo Bills this year. Josh Allen, James Cook, Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Joshua Palmer, Dalton Kincaid, and Dawson Knox. Again, Josh Allen, when's it going to happen? Sure, you had that great game in 2021 where you got a rule change in favor. But when's it going to happen, dude? We can't keep calling you elite and one of the best because you have the talent. Everyone knows you have the talent, but you got to go and do it. You have to go and finish the job. No one wants to keep saying the same thing every single season. They're so close. They're so close. Well, it gets to a point, buddy. Like, it gets to a certain point. Josh Allen is 29 years old. 2018 draft pick. It's 2025. You've been in the league 7 years. When's it going to happen? When is it going to happen? That's the question for both those guys. And then the Monday night game, the Minnesota Vikings versus the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears hired a new coach, Ben Johnson. Can he help turn Caleb Williams around? Last year, if you remember the Bears, they started 4-2. They were looking good. Like, they were looking like a bright spot. Like, it was actually going to start going well for them. But then Landover, Maryland, on the final play of the game. If you don't remember, Jaden Daniels lofts a ball to the end zone, gets tipped up, caught, Hail Mary touchdown win for the Commanders, and after that, it just went into a complete free fall for the Chicago Bears. However, new year, new team. Let's look at the weapons. You got Caleb Williams. You got DeAndre Swift. DJ Moore, one of the better wide receivers in the league. Rome Odunze. Again, another solid young player. Luther Burden, if you watched him at Missouri, he was very good. He's one of the better receivers in college football. Colston Loveland and Cade Kmet are the tight ends. And then on defense, Montez Sweat, Grady Jarrett, Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards, Jalen Johnson at corner. They got Kevin Byard at free safety, and Tyreek Stevenson along with Jalen Jones as a backup cornerback. Again, no reason the Bears shouldn't be able to compete, especially knowing the talent that Caleb Williams has. You got to go in there and help Ben Johnson out. He can do all the stuff, all the X's and O's for you, but we all know you're one of the most talented quarterbacks in the NFL. That's what got you drafted number one, was your talent. We saw it at times last year. You got the weapons. Last year, you were given some of the best weapons a rookie quarterback has ever been given in the NFL. It's the truth. And I really do think that Caleb Williams can lead this Bears team to the playoffs. Now, their schedule, it's a tough one. Again, not the easiest schedule in the world. But with how talented this dude is, it shouldn't be crazy to say that, with how talented that he is. And now, my week one four-man on Prize Picks. Right now on Prize Picks, we have been given a Dak Prescott free square. If you don't know what that means, all Dak Prescott needs is one passing yard and it hits. That's it. One passing yard and it hits. We have also Bijan Robinson over 79.5 rushing yards. In every game with Michael Penix last year, he went over that. He went over that number in every game last year. I expect that to continue. I have Isaiah Pacheco under receiving yards. I talked about his weight last year, or a little bit earlier. again, I don't see them really using him in the pass game. I know Rashee Rice is suspended. I don't see them using him a lot. Again, that is a tough number, though. But that's why I picked the under. Because I don't... Last season, they stopped using him completely in the passing game. And that was with Rashee Rice already out for the season as well. So keep that in mind. And then, Aaron Rodgers. Over 0.5 passing touchdowns. Last year, statistically, he was not as bad as people said. The Jets are the Jets at the end of the day. Last year, they were a dumpster fire. Rodgers, he was not that bad statistically. So right now, I have this $20 to pay $140. Go use that Prize Picks free Dak Prescott square. You still have a day and 5 hours left to use that. I'll be doing this once a week. I think this is a very good lineup because the Dak Prescott's free. What I know of Bijan Robinson should be free as well. And I expect Aaron Rodgers to be able to throw one touchdown pass against the New York Jets at the end of the day. Should be able to throw one. And then my NFL season 6-pick power play. I have Josh Allen over 3,749 passing yards. I did the math. If he throws 220 yards a game, it will hit. And I expect him to have a couple 300-yard games, possibly 400, possibly a 400 here or there. Again, I think that's very easy. TJ Watt, over 11.75 sacks. I think that's a disrespectful number. I'm a Steelers fan, so I watch a lot of TJ Watt. I think he'll get that number by like week 14 or something. Again, I think he's the best player in the NFL defensively. Again, Myles Garrett has no stat above TJ Watt, so keep talking. Alvin Kamara, over 1,199 rush receiving yards. Again, the Saints, you look at their team. They don't... Olave, he's there, and they have Rashid Shaheed. Again, a young... They have Spencer Rattler, still young quarterback, and Tyler Shuck, who could come in at times. What do you young quarterbacks like to do? Give the ball on dump-offs to a running back as the safety blanket. Because at the end of the day, they don't want to make mistakes because they're both going to be on short leashes. They're not going to get a lot of leeway. I think that's an easy line for Kamara, especially with how much touches I expect him to get. Next, Joe Burrow. Over 4,199 passing yards. I think that's an easy line for him. Because that defense, it's not very good. I know they finally got Hendrickson and Shamir Stewart done. It's still not that good of a defense, to be completely honest. Like, it's just not. I think it'll, again, last year, I think he threw for like 5,000 passing yards. He's got Chase, he's got Higgins back. He's got Chase Brown. Expect him to have another great season. And then next, I have Justin Fields over 21.5 pass and rush touchdowns. I saw that line, and I thought, hold on a second. Let's look at this. If you look at his rushing, last year in 6 games, where is it? Oh, here it is. Last year, 5 rushing touchdowns. In 10 games played. And passing touchdowns. He had 5. 5 passing touchdowns. And that was in 6 games started and 10 played in. That's 11 right there. So you're telling me with a full season, supposed to be a full season of Justin Fields with Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and the other guys, that he can't get 22 combined pass rush touchdowns when he only played in like played 10 games last year and he already had 11. I think that's a very easy line, honestly. I was shocked to see that that was the line for him, because I think that's, with how dynamic he is, he can run the quarterback sweep or a QB sneak from the goal line. I think that'll be easy. And then I have Anthony Richardson under 4.5 regular season games started. You could tell from his agent's comments that I don't think it's going to be very good. And I don't even know if he wants to play for the Colts anymore after being benched in favor of Daniel Jones. And I just don't see... What sucks for Richardson is he was so talented in college, but he was straight raw talent. He needed to be developed, and he never was, really. Yes, he can run. Yes, he has a cannon for an arm, but the accuracy never came along. And that was the biggest problem with Richardson, is that... And he was also an injury machine, constantly getting hurt. Like, the Colts, I don't blame them for moving on. It had to happen at some point. So, that is $20 to pay out $7.50. So, again, can't wait for Thursday night's game. We are back. NFL football is back. And it's going to be a great time to be an NFL fan. And who knows who's going to lift that Lombardi at the end of the season. This has been another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. Thank you for listening.